Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
How to take a stand for God. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Daniel 1:8. There inevitably come those times in the life of a Christian when he, for conscience' sake, in the light of the Word of God, must take a stand against some worldly practice. Daniel has given us a striking example of how to do this, not only courageously, but graciously and effectively. As one of the princes of Israel, of the king's seed, he realized that he had the responsibility of maintaining a godly standard as a testimony for the true God when he was asked to stand in the king's palace, after he and his friends had been carried into captivity. Daniel knew that the king's wine would surely be harmful were he to partake of it. Also, the king's meat would certainly include pork and would be cooked with blood, which would be unlawful for him as a good Jew to eat. He determined in his heart to take a stand against it. Note, however, his stand was not belligerent or self-righteous, but courteous and reasonable. He requested, "Prove your servants, I beseech you." The Babylonians thought they were doing him and his friends a great favor, and Daniel appreciated this. He suggested a scientific test. Let them try a vegetarian diet and water for just 10 days to see if this wouldn't produce better results than the gourmet fare of the palace. God honored Daniel's graciousness as well as his courageous faithfulness, and so will he do for us. Both are essential ingredients of a fruitful Christian testimony in a non-Christian world. We must be ready always to give an answer. But this should be done not in arrogance, but with meekness.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.